From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A 26-year-old Iraq War veteran who opened fire in a crowded Florida airport could face the death penalty for killing five people and wounding six others. Esteban Santiago has been charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death and other charges. He could face the death penalty if convicted. He told investigators he planned the attack, buying a one-way ticket to Florida from Anchorage, Alaska. Anchorage Police Chief Chris Tolley said Saturday his department is working with federal authorities to find out why Santiago did it.
The investigation continues, and we are working tirelessly to assist our law enforcement partners from the Broward County Sheriff's Department and the FBI.
Santiago had a handgun in his checked baggage. He retrieved the gun, loaded it, and started shooting in the baggage claim area. One of the six people wounded in Friday's attack was released from the hospital on Saturday. Three others are still in intensive care. Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast have released the country's defense minister and several other officials after holding them captive in Bouake. Alain Richard Douahi, had flown into Bouake earlier Saturday in a bid to defuse a crisis sparked by soldiers taking to the streets demanding bonuses, pay raises, housing, and faster promotion. Soldiers had surrounded the house where Duvai was meeting with a delegation of mutineers, firing their rifles and demanding they be paid immediately. President Alassane Ouattara had earlier in the evening announced a deal had been reached between the two sides and asked the soldiers to return to their barracks. The soldiers had taken over Bouake on Friday. The dispute had spread to Abidjan and other cities. This is VOA News.